beginning of Parshas Vayikra and throughout all the Hakrovas HaKarbonas, the Torah uses expressions that the Karbonas have to be offered Lirtzono. The Gemara understands Lirtzono in the sense of Midaito. The Gemara says in the Dorim, these are Gemaras in Erchen, also the main Sugi is in Erchen, Mishnah and Gemara, but even in the Dorim, that's learned in the regular yeshivas. The Gemara says in the Dorm that Hakol Tzrich Medas Chutz Memechusri Kapora, that all of the Karbonas require that they should be offered L'daito, with the exception of the Karbonas that only serve as a Matir. Mechusri Kapora means, let's say, a person is a Metzoira or a Zav or a Zovo, and the completion of the Tahara process requires Hakrovas Karbonas, so those Karbonas don't require Das. Even if the person whose tummy is a cotton or a cherish or a shaita, so someone else can offer to bring the korbanos on their behalf, and there's no need for das, neither b'shas hakdoshe, nor b'shas kapora, b'shas hakrova. And ola and chatas and all the others are covered with the ruach hakol tzrichim das. All the korbanos do require das. Now, Moran Erchen says that nikar adin you require das at two moments, both at the moment of hakdoshes hakorban. Let's say someone wants to be magdush a korban on my behalf, and those that have to bring a korban, so he's magdush on my behalf. So mikaredin, you require das both b'shas hakdosha as well as b'shas kapora, b'shas hakrova. The Gemara has a whole discussion on machlekes hamoroim. We have a principle of zoch liyodim shalad b'fonid. You can do something on someone else's behalf if it's a teva, even without consulting him. We assume that he certainly would want me to do this on his behalf. So which of the two instances is covered with the rule of Zachlan Shlabifanov? That someone should be magdish a carbon on my behalf, I shouldn't have to spend money. Then you have a right to say Zachlan Shlabifanov, you have to consult me. Or the Hakrov is covered with the principle of Zachlan Shlabifanov. But Mikra Adin, you really need Das both, at both moments, both B'shas HaFrosha as well as B'shas Kapor. The Chumash speaks about the mitzvah of Smicha. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim that Smicha is not Miyakev, but L'chatchila, the mitzvah of HaKorbos HaKorbonos is only fulfilled B'Shleimuso if the Baal HaKorban does Smicha. The Pesuk sounds like V'samach Yodo, sounds like one hand. And if it would only be one hand, which hand would you pick? So the Seichel dictates Yad Yamin. And that's how it says in the Targum Yerushalmi, V'samach Yad Yaminoi. We don't know how to deal with this Targum Yerushalmi because the Mishnah says in Zvochim that smicha is done b'shtei adayim. You have to do smicha with both hands. What do you do with the pasuk v'samach yoda? So the Gemara talks about it, but it's not to be understood literally v'samach yoda. You have to do smicha b'shtei adayim. It's a matir. It's like tefillah in a mikveh, the Gemara says. Let's say you push a person into the mikveh, he doesn't even know what's happening, so the din is that the tefillah is metahir him. So the hakrova of the korban mechusa kapor is like a gemara of the tahara process. It's not really a korban that's to be mechaper or a mitzvah. It's only a matir, a metahir. That's what the gemara has increases. Let's say a woman had gave birth to five babies, one after five pregnancies. So she has to bring, let's say my wife had nine babies. So in the Beis Hamikdash will be built, my wife will have to bring nine sets of korbanos. But after she'll bring the first set of korbanos, she'll already be tahora. She will no longer be mechuseres kapora. Because the Gemara says, what if a person touched 10 different shrotzim, or a person attended 10 different funerals, he became tameh 10 times? So does he have to go into mikveh? He has to dip in the mikveh 10 times. He has to have hazosh, lishi, shvi 10 times. No. There are 10 reasons why he's tameh, but he's tameh. Sure. Bottom line, he's tameh. So he goes to the mikveh once, he has hazosh, lishi, shvi once, he becomes tahora. So here also, the nine babies that my wife had, so it's a mitzvah incumbent upon her to bring nine sets of karbonos. But once she brings the first set of karbonos, so it's already covered. L'chusi kippurim mishu is already taken care of. Like going to mikveh once after being tamei 10 times. Bashar alei achayva, she's mechuyev mitam mitzvah to bring the others. There are two elements in l'chusi kippurim. It's a mitzvah plus that it's a matir. So the metahir angle, the metahir aspect can be accomplished even without the mitzvah angle. The Mishnayos say that this mitzvah of smicha can only be done by the bala korban and the one on whose behalf the korban is being offered. And if a shaleach korban al yedei acher, he doesn't have time himself to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he sends a shliach to bring it on his behalf, the shliach cannot do smicha. Smicha can only be done by the Baal HaKorban. In fact, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim on the first daf in Temura, whether Yorish is Seimech. Let's say a person was Magdush HaNodl, a person was Magdush HaShlomim, and then the person dies. So the Yorish has the obligation to bring the Odl and the Shlomim. And the Yorish gains a partial kapara. The Gemara says he doesn't get a full kapara, he gets a partial kapara when he brings this korban to the Beis HaMikdash. An incomplete kiyam mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mikufya mechaper, mikiva lo mechaper. Means it gives a superficial kapara. Mikufya means superficial. Mikiva, deep, bikviyas, he doesn't get a full kapara. So that's why there's a machloike satanam, based on psukim, whether Yorish is soymech or not. That kapara mikufya that the Yorish gets by bringing the korban that his father was magdish, and the father died, the parent died before they had a bing, or the rich uncle, whoever the Yorish is Yorish from, doesn't make a difference. So is that sufficient, does that give him sufficient status as Baal HaKorban that he should be able to do smicha or not? The same Tanaim have such a machlokes regarding Tmura. The only one who has the ability to make Tmura is, you're not allowed to make Tmura, it's an Avera. But if you did Tmura, then Ahoyahuas Marasa Yekodesh. So the only one who has the ability to make Tmura is the Baal HaKorban. A stranger cannot make Tmura unless the Baal HaKorban makes a declaration, Kolarotza Lahama Yava Liyama. That's Mishnais and Tmura like that. So what about the Yorish? Is the Yorish enough of a Baal HaKorban that he should be able to be Meimer? So that's the same Tanaim who have the argument on the first daf in Tmura where the Yorish is Semech, they have the Machlekes where the Yorish is Meimer. Because of the fact that Smicha can only be done by the Baal HaKorban, that's why the Mishnah has a rule in the end of Zvachim that a Korban Siba doesn't have Smicha. But you're going to have the whole Kalavis always going to stand up and do Smicha on the Korban, it's not Shaya. There are three exceptions to the rule the Mishnah has. The Psukim Echumish. One of them is in today's Sedra. It says that a parah and dovish al tzibur, you do smicha. Can God alone Yom Kippur does smicha on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael on the korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, not only on his korban, on the parah can God alone Yom Kippur, that's his private korban, but even the korbanos that he brings on behalf of Klal Yisrael, also the psukim that that's one of the exceptions to the rule. No, the personal korban that he brings on Yom Kippur that's covered with the rule, that's a korban yachid, so he's the Baal HaKorban. But the korbanos tzibur that are brought on Yom Kippur, the rule should have been that korbanos tzibur don't have smicha because you can't have smicha other than the Baal HaKorban. So there are, the Mishnah points out, there are a few psukim mechumish, but you have exceptions to the rule. There are three korbanos tzibur that do require smicha.
Why isn't the Rambam was two in the first paragraph?
I forgot already what the third one is. The Mishnah and Zoch. I forgot. What did he say, that one?
I mean, why isn't the shayla by Tmura of whether or not you need that Baal Naf? Why isn't the shayla by another Moser Dover Shinner Shalom?
Another Moser Dover Shinner Shalom. That's not enough. Over here, he did Yarshin the carbon from the father. It doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to him. He is the Baal HaKorban. And he is Miskapa with this carbon. A complete kapara.
According to the Tana, Rabbi Sainan, the Machlokes Tana, whether or not you need Daf the Bailan to do Tmura.
Yeah.
According to the Tana, says you
don't. No, everybody agrees you need Bailan. Anyone other than the Bailan, that's a Mishnah. No one other than the Bailan can do Tmura unless the Bailan makes an announcement, unless he authorizes someone else. Someone says, I want to make Tmura, and I say, okay, go right ahead. I shouldn't say that. I should say it's an Issa. But if I don't say that, I say, go right ahead. Then, with my permission, he can do Tmura. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. What if the one who is Magdish the Korban dies and the Yorish gets a Birusha? Does he have enough of the Din? So the Yorish only has a Kapara, Mikufio, not Mikivo. He has a superficial Kapara, not a full Kapara. Is that Kapara sufficient that it should be labeled as the Baal HaKorban? Both with respect to smicha and with respect to tmura. So that's the same machlokes satanai on the first daf in tmura. The shchitas hakorbin is the first avoda of a shachadus ben abaka lifnei Hashem. The psukim say that the later, right on in the opening psukim, it doesn't say. But the psukim have later a chumash that kochim have to be nishchat in the right hand side of the azara. That's tzofen. The right hand side is more Kaddish than the left hand side of the Azor. That's the first Mishnah in Ezama Toimin. It says, Kachi Kach Mishchitasim at Sofain, the Kibel Domon Bechli Shareh Bat Sofain. The Shchit has to be in Sofain, and the Kabbalah Sadan has to be in the Sofain. Taisus on the first Mishnah, the first Taisus in Ezama Toimin, there's a three way Machlaikis. Taisus doesn't quote all the 3 days, one is the Rambam Shita. But there are three opinions in the Rishonim regarding how to read that Mishnah. It sounds like Shchitasim at Sofain without a klisharis, because it says the kibbol damon b'klisharis batzofen. It says kabbalas adam needs a klisharis. So it sounds by contrast that shchita does not require a klisharis. There are three opinions in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim says just not true. Shchita also needs a klisharis. It doesn't sound like it in the Mishnah, but that's what it means. How do they know that shchita needs a klisharis? Because the Gemara in the end of Menachos has an expression that when you shech karbonis, the sakin is mekadish the karbon. How can the sakin be mekadish if it's the sakin shalchol? So obviously it must be a sakin of klisharis, and klisharis have the ability to be mekadish. The other Rishonim say no, that's not to be taken literally. The sakin is mekadish because sakin is a klisharis. No, sakin mekadish is a melitza. What it means is that the avodah Rishonim is mekadish. Shchita is the first avodah that you do. Smicha is not an avodah. You do smicha prior to the shchita, but the smicha is not niakev, and the smicha is not an avodah. It's a mitzvah. And the first avodah Rishonim done in the carbon is the shchita. The Gemara says shchita lav avodah hi. The Gemara first paragraph welcome says shchita lav avodah hi. That means a different thing. It means you don't need a kohen for shchita. Of course shchita is an avodah. There are dalar avodah sadam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zvik and all the dalar avodah sadam on ma'akev. Of course the shchita is an avodah. What the Gemara means is that shchita lav avodah hi to require a kohen. Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik explains in the Shiur Man Zvachim that normally an avodah Kabbalah halacha zvika normally is considered an avodah mitzad de gavra, the one who's doing the avodah, as well as mitzad de chefta. So by shchita, the Gemara says the shchita lav avodah mitzad de gavra. Mitzad de chefta certainly is an avodah. If it weren't an avodah, it wouldn't have to be done in the azara. The pasuk says the shochet has been abakal of ne'ashem. The behema has to be in the azara because it is an avodah. That's what the Gemara has a drasha. The shochet has been abakal of ne'ashem. Ben abakal of ne'ashem below hashochet of ne'ashem. The behema has to be in the azara, and the one who does the shchita doesn't have to stand in the azara. That's exactly what it means. The shchita lav avodah. Taisa says that shchita lav avodah. That's why the one who does the shchita doesn't have to stand in the azara. Whenever you have an avodah, that's both an avodah mitzad the gaver and avodah mitzad the korban, the chefta the korban, then you require both you require koyin to do the avodah. Shchita is only avodah mitzad the chefta and not mitzad the gaver, so that's why you don't require a koyin. And then number two, you require the kohen should be in the same makom where the avodah has to be done. If the avodah has to be done in the azara, so the kohen has to be in the azara. The avodah has to be done b'tzofen, then the kohen has to be standing b'tzofen. But they need shchitasim b'tzofen, the kibbol damon b'klisharis b'tzofen. But shchitas kachi kachim, the kohen can be standing chutz la'azara. He can stand machlokes hatanaim, that's how we pass them. The kohen can stand, you don't need a kohen. The shoyche can stand chutz la'azara and take a knife and shef the animal while it's in the azar. But let's say kibbol damon b'klisharis b'tzofen, kabbalas adam does need a kohen and has to be done b'tzofen, so the kohen has to stand in tzofen also. He can't stand in dorim. He has to stand in tzofen on Yom Kippur when the kohen gadol has to do avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In fact, it says, the Rambam quotes, elaborates on the Mishnah. The Rambam says the kohen gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he does the haktoras. Every day of the year you do haktoras, half in the morning, half in the evening. On Yom Kippur there's an additional din of haktoras, on the machta. He takes in the kaf machta and he burns the Torah on the machta on the floor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol has to wait in the Kodesh HaKadoshim ad sheis male habayis kulo yoshim till the whole room. Bayis doesn't mean the whole heichal, means the whole room of the Kodesh HaKadoshim gets full of smoke and then he can leave. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to stand there till it's nismale habayis kulo yoshim? Because that's the halacha, that the one who does the avodah has to be in the makom akosha l'avodah until the avodah is completed. When he pours the k'toris from the kaf, he takes the k'toris, puts it back in his hand. So when he takes that k'toris from his hand and he throws it onto the fire that's on the machta, on the floor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not finished yet with the avodah. The avodah is only completed at she'esmale abayis kula yoshon. So he has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim up until that point, she'esmale abayis kula yoshon. Same thing, let's say the Kohen will do Zvika Saddam on the Mizbeach. He'll do the Zvika from a distance. Then he'll run out of the Azara before it lands on the Mizbeach, if such a thing were possible. So it'll be possible. The avodah won't be kosher because till a dam lands on the mizbeach, the avodah tzrika is not finished, and the kohen has to stand in the azara until that point. The Gemara says, but so the kohen does the tzrika, and then his finger falls off. He becomes a balmum before it lands on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says the tzrika is possible. The Gemara, the first pair comes off, and the tzrika is possible because he has to be a kohen kosher. It can't be a balmum the whole time that the avodah is taking place. Until the dam lands on the mizbeach, the avodah is not completed yet, even though it's going to finish by itself. And the same by the kengodel on yom kippah, shayismale habayis kula yoshon, the avodah of the haktoris is not yet completed. So we have a din in the Gemara that shechita lav avodah is a restricted din. It means it's not an avodah mitzad the gavra, but it is an avodah mitzad the chetza. It's the first of the avodah sadam. So the Gemara says sakin mekadesh, half of the balei atayis say it's not to be taken literally. That the sakin is a klisharis and it's mekadesh. No, that's another din. If you have klisharis, how does the pasuk say? Whatever you put in the klisharis becomes kodesh. Klisharis and mekadesh, that's one din. But sakin mekadesh, the Gemara Menachos Daf Ayin Ches, I think, sakin mekadesh doesn't mean that sakin is a klisharis and it's mekadesh as such. The sakin means the avodah rishayna is mekadesh the korban. What exactly does that mean? Avodah rishayna is mekadesh the korban. The korban is very kodesh. When someone designates Hareza Shlomim, Hareza Oila, Hareza Chatas, Hareza Oshem, when he does the Kedushas Peh, it's already Kodesh. So what's added on later on? That's in the Makevus HaMishnah. The Gemara says, even though he already did the Kedushas Peh, you have to be Mekadosh it again a second time with the sack. What do you mean? It just repeats the same Kiddush. So the Makevus HaMishnah explains, no, you have to say something additional is added. You have to say that it has a Kedushas, has a Kedushas HaGuf Mizbeach. From the moment that he makes Kedushas Peh, the Mishnah has HaMenachas V'Ansoch HaMishikitsh B'Kli. That's the name of the Perek. In the end of Menachas Perek, HaMenachas V'Ansoch. So it says, by a Korban Behema, by Korban Oaf, once you do the Kedushas Peh, it already has a Kedushas HaGuf L'Mizbeach and it has no Pidyon. HaMenachas V'Ansoch, however, if someone sets aside a bottle of wine to be Menachach on the Mizbeach, or if someone sets aside a Korban Mincha, it only gets a Kedushas Damim L'Mizbeach with the Kedushas Peh. It doesn't obtain a kedushas aguf lamizbech until you put the menachas and the sochem in the klisharis. That's learned out from psukim. So here, by korbanos, even before you do the shechita, it already has a kedushas aguf lamizbech with the kedushas peh. So what's added on when you do the shechita the avodah rishona? You have to say tzak mekadosh means the avodah rishona endows it with a deeper kedusha. Not only that, it has a kedushas aguf lamizbech; it has a kedushas korban already. And that's what the Gemara has a machloekes satanoim, whether there's dichoi with balei chayim or not. What does it mean, dichoi with balei chayim? Let's say I was magdush a korban, and then for some reason or another, let's say the mizbeach was nidgam. The mizbeach has to be square, and the mizbeach becomes puzzle. So they have to fix the mizbeach. So what about all the korbanos that were waiting there in the Beis HaMikdash to be offered, and the mizbeach was nidgam? Do you say, since there was an hour and a half that the mizbeach was possible, you weren't able to be makriv the karbonos hol v'nitche yidoche, you can't be makriv it again? Or do you say no? Balei chayim are not nidochen. If I would shech the karbon, I'd be makabel adam and klisharis, and then the mizbeach would be nitkam. That's a gemara that everybody agrees. That's a din of dichui. You learn out from sukkim. Hol v'nitche yidoche. This is a special psul of dichui by karbonos. What about if the karbon is yet before the shechita? Before the avodah rishayna, so that's a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis hamaroim, and the Rambam paskin that ain dichui bebalichaim. The psul of dichui can only set in after the shechita, and it can't be chal bebalichaim. Why not? What's wrong? So Menachem Zembe has a famous essay where he explains in dichui bebalichaim because balichaim don't yet have the full kedushas korban. They only have the way the Makevus HaMishnah writes it. They have a kedushas aguf lamizbech, but they don't yet have a kedushas korban. So that's what later Gedolim say. The same would be true, let's say, non-Balichan. Let's say somebody designates a Korban Mincha. He makes a Kedushas Peh on a Korban Mincha. And then he puts it in a Klisharis. And when he makes the Kedushas Peh, it only gets a Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. When he puts it in a Klisharis, then the Mishnah says, HaMenachas HaNsoch HaMishikitshu B'Kli, no longer have any pinion. Because after Kiddush Kli, it gets a Kedushas Guf Lamizbech. But until you do the kmitza is the avodah rishayna and the mincha parallel to the shechita and all the korbanos. The Gemara in Sotah quotes a Tosefta that just like the radalat avodah sadam shechita kabbalah halacha zrika, So too, there are Dalar Avoides by a Mincha that are parallel to the Dalar Avoides Adam. The Kenitza is parallel to the Shechita, because the whole idea, Rashi explains in Sota, the whole idea of Shechita is to be Mevarech Eluk Avoya, to separate the Dam. Shechita's Kochim is totally different from Shechita's Chum. Shechita's Chum is to kill the animal. Shechita's Kochim is not to kill the animal. Shechita's Kochim is in order to separate the Chelek, the Dam, from the rest of the carbon, in order to be able to be Zorek the Dam. So that's what Shechita and all the carbon, that's what Kemitza is. When you have a carbon mincha, you do Kemitza. So again, you mevar the Chelek HaGavoya. You're separating the Kometz from the Shiori HaMincha. So the Kemitza in a Mincha is parallel to the Shechita in the Karbonis. Then the Kabbalah Hadam in a Klisharis has a parallel. After you take out the Kometz, you have to be Mekadosh the Kometz in a Klisharis. Even though the whole Mincha was originally Klisharis, but once you do the Kemitza, so the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, you have to put the Kometz in another Klisharis. Then you bring it close to the Mizbeach. That's Halacha. Halacha is the same. And then the Zvika Saddam by Korbanus has a parallel Haktoras HaKoinus. So what if, let's say, you'll have a Korban Mincha after Kiddush Kli and before you did the Kmitza, before the Avodah Rishonim? So also, just like we say that Sakin Mekadesh and Kozman, you didn't do the Shechita yet, so you pass and there's no Dicha B'Balechayim, because it doesn't yet have the full level of Kedushas Korban. It only has Kedusha Guf LaMizbech, but it doesn't yet have Kedushas Korban. So the same Lechor should be true regarding a mincha after Kiddush Kli, but before you did the Kmitza, before you did the Avodah Rishonim. It doesn't yet have the Kedushas Korban. So there should be such a similar din there too, that there's no dichui, the way the Rambam paskins l'alocha, that there's no dichui b'balachayim, so it should follow that there's no dichui by a mincha before Kmitza, before you do the Avodah Rishonim. Zar can't come anywhere near. The prohibition of a Zar to walk in the inner parts of the Azar is only with the Rabbanan. There's no pasuk in Chumash for that at all. That's called Milus. The Milus, the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Milus are only the Rabbanan. And a third, the Zar can walk all over. Can't go into the Heichal. Can't go to the Kodesh HaKadosh. No one's allowed to go. Okay. But he can, no one's allowed to go except for the Kangadol on Yom Kippur. But Minatori can walk. If he can't go with the Rabbanan, so he won't be able to shech the Kochi Kochi.
So when I go to the Rabbanan, so what to do then?
No.
Smicha, doesn't the power have to press down full force?
Mm-hmm.
Both smicha in general and the pressing down, what's the idea, what's the purpose of? Is it just a hope? Are we going to part of the Torah?
I think the Rabbanan Chumash writes, and when he does the smicha, he should have in mind that he really deserves the death penalty. He probably did Averis, that he needs a kapara. Whatever. Chumash doesn't say the reason. The Gemara doesn't say any explanation. Whatever. Rashi in Chulin has a famous comment on this pasuk, V'shachat has ben abokal afnei Hashem. It sounds like there's no one else there, just the Rabban Shalom. They have nobody else watching. So how can the Kohanim... here it's talking about an oil, so no one eats it. But let's say, okay, so you have to be makdavid on the Mizbech. So how can the other Kohanim rely on him that he did the Shechita properly? They don't know. So you see from here that Erechadem and Bisur. Rashi says this is the marker of the din Erechadem and Bisur. And Tosis argues with Rashi, and they say this can't be the marker for Erechadem and Bisur, because Behemah B'chayah B'cheskes Isur Emedes. So here it doesn't even conform to the rules and regulations of Erechad, because we pasken Erechad is not believed keneged cheskes Isur. So how is in general, how is an Erechad believed to say that he shechted? So the Gemara says the answer is because biyadai. So it's a different emunah. That's not based on eid echad demi. So you can't learn out from here eid echad demi. This is a totally different totally different halacha that biyado is neman. So where is there a pasuk that says eidechem neman misurim? How did the Gemara know? So Taisa says, no, it's a different pasuk. It says the safra lo liatzma. Says a woman counts shiv and ikiyim, and the husband can rely on the wife. He does not feel when she makes the bedikas. She makes the bedikas shiv and ikiyim all by herself, and then she's tovim on the mikvah all by herself. So Taisa says the tovim on the mikvah, that's biyado. So that we believe her based on biyado. That's not based on eidechem neman misurim. But the safra lo, that's not biyado. If she has riyaz dam today, it's not biyada to prevent the riyaz dam. She tells me that there was no riyaz dam for 7 days in a row. That's not biyada. It's biyada to make a bedikah, but it may turn out that it's tamei. It's not biyada to see to it that it should that everything should work out well. And nonetheless, the pasuk says the safra lo, and the gemara says in suvas afayin beis that the connotation is the safra lo liyatzma. So it says that's the marker for the principle of eidechem neman misurim. How does Rashi Taka learn out from this pasuk v'shachad has ben abakal lefnei Hashem? How can he say that this pasuk is the mocha feidech and then misurim? If it's a different din, it's working with a different din of biyodai. So the Beis HaLevi in his Tshuvas has a famous explanation. He says that whenever eidechad is keneged hachazakah, so eidechad is not believed unless it's biyodai. So if it's biyodai, so since he controls the hachazakah, he has a knife and he knows how to shecht and he can shecht the animal, so then it's not considered Erechad Keneged HaChazakah. So the reason why it's believed is boils down to Erechad Nemen Bisurim. It's not that they're two different Nemonis. There's an Nemonis of Erechad Nemen Bisurim and there's an Nemonis of Biyodah. Like there's an Nemonis of Erechad Nemen Bisurim and then there's an Nemonis of Shnei Eidim Ksheirim. If you have a Dili Mominis case, a Dili Nefoshis case, a Dovish of Yerba case, so you need two Kosher Eidim. So there's one Parsha of Erechad Nemen Bisurim, there's one Parsha of Shnei Eidim Ksheirim. But over here, according to Rashi, it's not that in Isurim there are two different Nemonis. There's one Nemonis of Biyodai that works even Keneged HaChazak, and then there's an unrelated different Nemonis of Erechad Neman Bisurim, which doesn't work Keneged HaChazak. No, it's all the same thing. When Erechad is Keneged HaChazak, so he's Erechad Bahakosha, Lav Klum, Erechad is not believed when he's contradicted by a Chazak. But if it's Biyodai, he controls that Chazak, he has in his ability to undo that Chazak, then the Chazak is not considered as if it's Makrishim, because he has full control over it. So Erechad is Neman Bisur. Whenever you have Biyodai, it boils down to the fact that Erechad Neman Bisur. So this is the Mokar. That's what Rashi holds. It's all the same thing.
Doesn't Biyodai apply even other places than Surin, which is not sure that's another type of Nemonis?
So the Gemara has Biyodai and Dini Mominis, and Biyodai and Dovisha Biyarva also. In other cases, the Tosis points out that's a different Tosis also, I have to admit. That's a different din of biyodah. That's only biyodah if it's still biyodah now. Here the biyodah, I give you a piece of meat and I say, I shechted the animal. It's no longer biyodah now to shecht the animal. It's a steak, it's a chicken, it's a piece of dead meat already. So it's not biyodah now. I say that yesterday I shechted it and I salted it. Today it's already cooked. Today it's too late to biyodah. I can't salt it today. I can't shecht it today. So Tosfos says, that's okay. It was biyodah yesterday. With respect to biyodah and idini mominis, that biyodah is nemon, that's a tosefta, the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes a tosefta, and biyodah and dovish b'yerva, the Gemara says is good, that has to be biyodah now. So Rashi holds, yeah, that's a different din. If it's biyodah now, that's a new parasha of nemonis. But this biyodah, that even biyodah l'mafreya is good, by erecha devim misurim, that's because the biyodah accomplishes that the chazok is not in contradiction to the erecha. There's no longer erecha bakkosha. So the Mela, Erechad is Neman B'Yisur. By Korban Ola, the Torah says that the animal has to be a Zohar. By Korban Chatas, it says the animal has to be an Akeva. There are a few exceptions to the rule that you bring a Chatas that's a Zohar, but under normal conditions, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, a Chatas has to be an Akeva. Shlomim says, Im Zohar, Im Akeva. It doesn't make a difference. And then the Gemara points out that these requirements that a chatas has to be dafka in a cave, and oil has to be dafka in a zocher, these only say in chumash by behemoth. But oaf, the Gemara says, tamas v'zachris v'behemoth, vein tamas v'zachris v'ofos. It doesn't mean that in birds there's no difference between male and female. There's a difference between a rooster and a hen. The hen lays eggs and the rooster doesn't lay eggs. It's a big difference between a zocher and a cave. It means that the halachas of zocher and a cave with respect to carbonas don't apply. So you have a chatas soif and an oila soif. If you want, you can have a chatas soif shal zohar, you can have oila soif shal nekeva. The distinction between a chatas and an oila, that the chatas has to be in a keva, and the oila has to be a zohar, that only was formulated in the Chumash regarding animals, behemoths. Regarding Oifas, there's no such requirement. And also Tamin. It always says Tamin by all behemoths, and by Oifas never says Tamin. So Tamin means Balimum. So by Oifas, there's no Psul of Balmum. That's what the Gemara has in a few places. Tamas v'zachris v'behemoths, the Tamas v'zachris v'oifas. There's no requirement for Tamin, there's no requirement for Zohar on a Keva. Dafkin has to be Zohar, Dafkin, a Keva. There is only one din the Gemara has in the first parak in Kiddushin, and it's well from different places, that a mechusa aver is puzzled by oaf. Even though there's no psula balmum, but mechusa aver does puzzle by oaf. So mechusa aver either means that it's mamish missing a limb, or the Gemara has, even if it's not missing a limb, Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva about this Rashba in Kiddushin, that even if it's not missing a limb, but the limb is gangrenous, means that there's no blood circulating to that limb. And when you have a limb that doesn't have blood circulation, so the cells are dying. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Rashba has two pshatim in the Gemara, whether it means the limb is gangrenous or the limb is paralyzed. But the push-up shot, if you say paralyzed, that's a whole new chiddush. The paralyzed limb is also not good by Yoifus, special din and wing. That's a new chiddush in the Rashba. But the push-up shot, Rashba has two pshat in front of the Rishon. The push-up shot means that if a limb is gangrenous, so that's considered a dead limb. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. That the blood circulation is the definition of life. When the blood is not circulating, then that limb is dead. If you stop the blood circulation in an irreversible fashion. That's what he quotes the Gemara Mchoros like that. That if you have the middle of Gemara Mchoros has gory details about Balimumin. Balimumin by Behemoth and Balimumin by Kohanim. That if you have a carbon that's a Balmum, it's possible to Akrav. And if you have a Kohen that's a Balmum, it's possible to do Avodah B'Samikdash. You have all the details what's considered a Balmum. So the Gemara says there's another din of Mechusar Eiver. Mechusar Eiver applies if there's no longer any blood circulation. Not some, I put on a tourniquet for 2 minutes and there's no blood circulation to that limb. No, that's not called Mechusar Eiver. If I take off the tourniquet, the blood will start circulating again. The Gemara says is if there's an irreversible cessation of the flow of blood. That's what Moshe quotes, that's the Gemara Mechoros like that. So he says if there's an irreversible cessation of the flow of blood, then that organ is considered dead. And that's Alpi Pashtus, the definition of death for the whole organism. We spoke about it many times. If the whole blood circulation stopped on the whole organism, so then the whole organism is dead. But Kozman, that there's still circulation of blood to some of the vital organs. If all the vital organs are dead, so they're dead. But if there's still blood circulating to some of the vital organs, then we're not so convinced that the whole organism is considered dead. The Rishonim point out that this halacha, that mechusa raver is possible by yoif, it's not that by behemoth even a mum katan passels and by yoif only a mum gadol passels. They point out mechusa raver is a different din. It's not based on balmum, because the din is ein pigyon la'of. If you have an oaf, if you have a korban of an oaf, there's no way to be poided. If someone is magdash parakeet to the Beis HaMikdash, so it never got a kedushas korban in the first place. So that has pigyon. That's Kedushas Domin. So it's Kedushas Domin has pigyon. But if somebody is magdish an oaf, as an oil soif or a chatasoif, as a carbon, so then if you magdish a behemah as a carbon, it has no pigyon either till it gets a mum. In magdish an oaf, even if it gets a mum, the din is that there's no pigyon because you can be makr of a bal mum. Thomas was Zachas behemis, then Thomas was Zachas brothers. So that's what the Gemara says, eight pigyon loif. And even if the oaf develops a mechusar aver, it loses a whole limb. So the Rishonim say it's an offer in the Gemara, I think in the Ila, that there's still no pigyon to the oaf. So you see from the Gemara that mechusa reva, that passes by an oaf, is not that you need a mum gadol and then it's called a balmum by oaf also. No, it's not a part of balmum. It's a totally different halacha. The dinim of balmum don't apply to oifus at all. Mechusa reva is a different thing. And the halacha that you can be poida, when a korban is humam, then it's able to be nifta. That's only if it's a din of mum that passes. And by oifus, the mum doesn't passel. So the whole din of pigyon by yoifus doesn't apply.
Then in that case, if you have a scholar, the same way that you do, how about the person have attached to it?
Would you have to starve it to death? I don't think so. That's a special halacha Moshe Nisina. The chamish chatos, hamesos, you have to lock them up and have them die from starvation.
Because you can't You can't mock it.
Yeah.
And if you let it around, it's going to be
Okay, but Mishum Takala, you should do something. But the Halacha L'Moshe Messina of Meso, that you have to dafke, it's a mitzvah to starve to death, that's only by the Chatosh, Chamish Chatosh HaMeso. Here it's an Eitz HaTeva to do that. Some of there would be such a Takana the Rabbanim that you got to prevent people from violating Mishtamshes the Hegdish. The pasuk speaks about the possibility of bringing a oilas ha'oif. You can bring either oilas behemo, or you can bring an oilas ha'oif. And the pasuk says v'hikri vo ha'kohen. Pasuk tezvav. So Rashi quotes from the Torah Kohanim, afilo preda achas. You don't have to give that k'shtei tor m'shnei b'nei yoina. You can bring one preda achas, one bird. But that's a chiddush that you can bring one. The Gemara says increases on daftes amin aleph that a ger shem is gayer has to have milan tvila and hartzu as domin. He has to bring a korban. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that bizman azesh bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim, so the korban is not liikuvo. When the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, all of those who converted who are still alive will be obligated to bring the korbanos. The Gemara says because man does not beis hamikdash, the geris is chal even though they didn't bring the korban. So the Gemara says, how do you know that they have to bring a korban, a girsh, and this guy has to bring a korban? We learn everything out from Maimon Hasina. On the occasion of Maimon Hasina, all of Klal Yisrael underwent an act of geris, and they had to bring korbanos. It says in the end of Parshas Mishpatim, so to the deris, every ger, hamizgayer, requires milo tvilo b'hatzoaz damin. He requires, Raman calls it milo tvilo b'korban. The Gemara's lotion, milo tvilo b'hatzoaz damin. So what kind of a korban do you have to bring? So the Gemara says he can bring oilas behema, which is very expensive. Or if the ger wants to save himself money, he can bring an oilas oif. There's nothing requiring with dafka oilas behema. But the Gemara says it's a difference. If he brings oilas behema, he can bring one oil. If he brings oilas oif, it has to be a minimum of two. Why? So the Gemara says, lamatzinu, you never find a korban habo b'chayvo, a korban oif habo b'chayvo, that you bring a single oif. The ikrivo, by the preda achas, that's by oilas nedova. If a person wants to volunteer, an oilas nedova, so you can bring one off. But whenever you're bringing a korban because you're obligated to bring it, so then it has to be, you can't bring an oif by itself. You have later on by the oil of the yoyreitz, sometimes you bring an one oilas ha'oif with a chatas behema. The oilas oif doesn't have to come with another oif. You can have an oif coming in conjunction with another behema. That's okay. But you can't have a korban oif habo b'chovo all by itself. Preid achas is considered an incomplete korban. When you bring a korban, so if it's a nedova, you can bring an incomplete korban, hikriva, through the preid achas. But if you're mechuyev, if the Torah requires of you to bring a korban like the ger, so then the Gemara says lamatzinu korban choiva ba'oifois, that is bo yechidi. The Mabit has a sefer. The Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. They both lived in Sfas in the 1500s. There were only Sfardim then in Eretz Yisrael, so there were no Ashkenazim. So the Mabit wrote a sefer on the Rambam that's called the Kiryas Sefer. Also gives Emes Kes Mishneh, gives Mar Mekoymes, but the Kes Mishneh became more accepted because Kes Mishneh always gives normal Mar Mekoymes. It gives a Mishnah, a Braisa, a Gemara, a Yerushalmi, a Tosefta, something he always gives normal. The Mabit and the Kiryas Sefer always has something exotic, something out of this world, something always with Svaris and wild Svaris. People in Kailalim who have to say a Chabura, so they always look in the Mabit and they'll always find something, a Medrash Pliya there, he's going to say something wild, and they'll have what to discuss. Where did the Mabit get it from? So that's why the Kiryas Mishneh became accepted. So the Kiryas Mishneh is printed out of the side of the Rambam, and the Mabit, the once in a while people look in it. Now they print it in the back of the Rambam, all the Mabits. So the Mabit has a comment on the Rambam. In the first perek in Maseches Chagiga, we have the din that on Shalosh Regolam on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos you have to bring three korbanos. The Gemara quotes it to Sefti, you have to bring Riyah Chagiga and Simcha, Oilas Riyah, Shalmi Chagiga, and Shalmi Simcha. The Oilas Riyah, does it have to dafke be a behema, or can you be yotze Oilas Riyah with an Oilas Oif? So the way it says in our editions of the Talmud Bavli, it says beferish that you cannot be yotze with an Oilas Oif, has to be dafke Oilas behema. The Rambam obviously had a different reading in the Gemara. So the Rambam said you can fulfill the mitzvah of oilas riyah with an oilas oif. So the Mabit writes, but keep in mind, if you want to bring an Oilus Oif, it has to be two birds. If it's an Oilus Beim, you can be Reitzu with one. But if it's an Oilus Oif, it has to be two, because the Gemara said increases. Lamatzinu, an Oif, Habo Bechoivo, all by itself. If it's a Bo Bechoivo, it has to be a complete carbon, and in the Oif, one Oif, a Preda Achas, is considered an incomplete carbon. It's interesting, there's a Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has in the Sefer on the Rambam, he quotes from the commentary that's printed in the back of the big Mishnayot that's called Yoyer Kino, on Mishnayot Kinin. So the Yoyer Kino has a comment on the Mishnayot, and he thinks that he's correct. Rav Elbala thinks that it's correct. That in the end of the parsha that it says, he brings Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yoyno, he thinks that it's Davki Shnei Torim or Shnei B'nei Yoyno. You can't bring one Torim, one Ben Yoyno. When you mechuyev to bring, it's a korban abo b'chayvo, so it doesn't come by itself. You have to bring an oilas ha'oif and a chatos ha'oif. So even though Torim or B'nei Yoyno are acceptable either or, but if you have a korban abo b'chayvo and you have to have two, so the two have to be a pair. There's a tziruf between the two, because you can't bring one without the other. It's an incomplete korban. So he's medayik from the lashonis of the Mishnah is that you can bring shnei Torim or shnei B'nei Yoyno, but you can't bring one Torim, one Ben Yoyno.
The Mishnah Hagiga talks about that the Riyah should be at least one Tzela and the Hagiga should be two, but then the value of each, no, that's not, that doesn't mention the value of each combined should be, that's not a big way to put it in. But anyway, it says that there has to be at least this value, right, which that's one thing that would suggest that somebody can't be an oath because an oath is not worth.
But the Hagiga and the Riyah are unrelated. They're not connected.
They seem to be connected though.
No.
Because if they're talking about the value, there's no like intrinsic connection because they're
no, the values are different. The values is only the Rabbanan. The whole Bisham and Bisil have a machlokes which has to be more value. The whole Mishnah is only with the Rabbanan. That's not the Natura.
Right.
The Natura does not. No, right, there's not. No. They're unrelated to Karbanan. It's very unclear. What is the Shalmi Hagiga? What does Shalmi Simcha mean? What does it mean? You have to makrid a special korban l'shem Shalmi Simcha? Or it just means you have to eat the sar korbanos. If you eat someone else, also good. So that's a big deal. Blazer Shach has in his paper, it's Arayam Hazeh, it's still an ongoing debate. What is the Shalmi Simcha supposed to represent? Chazanish and everybody else. It's unclear. The Oilos Riyah with the Shalmi Hagiga, that's clear. And the Shalmi Simcha is very unclear what it's supposed to mean. The Gemara increases that test, quotes at the Sefta, there increases that says that the Ger, before he brings the Korban Ager, is considered like a Mechusa Kippurim. What does that mean? A non-Jew is not permitted to eat Shlomim. A non-Jew is not permitted to eat Bisar Karbonis. So the Ger, Habola, his Gayer, has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael ben Ager to eating Karbonis. Some Rishonim, no, the Ger's descendant, if he brought the carbon, the descendants do not have to. But what if he converted 10 generations ago? And we know it was a Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayon. And this is already 20 generations later, they build the third Beis HaMikdash. So some of the Rishonim say that whoever will be the descendant of those Ger will have to shake a leg, they have to bring carbonis, because they all have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. Some it means if a woman, if you have a non-Jew lives with a Jewish woman and they have children, so the children are fully Jewish. But if you have a non-Jewish woman converted and her gevurah is incomplete, so all of her descendants will have an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. Yeah, a kohen may marry. Yeah. This incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, that's okay. Kohen is not allowed to marry an actual gevurah. But if the parents were gevurim, so strictly speaking, the kohen may marry. when you bring korbanos of an oath, so you don't do shechita, the pasuk says you do malikah. So the Mishnah says in the first perek in Chulin that kosher b'malikah is pasul b'shechita, and kosher b'shechita pasul b'malikah. Shechita has to be done with a sakin that's tolush, dafke. And malikah has to be done dafke with the tziporin, with the fingernail of the kohen. If you do malikah with a knife, it's pasul. If you do shechita with your fingernail, it's also pasul. Really, let's say if you'll shecht a chicken here, if you shecht a chicken today with your fingernails, the halacha says that it's nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. So how do they eat over here? How do the kohanim eat when you bring a chatas oif? So the kohanim eat the basar. Like if you bring a chatas behemah, the kohanim eat the basar. How are they permitted to eat the nevela? So the Gemara says that's a chiddush. Melikasa zui shchitasa. Since the halacha requires that with respect to chatas oif, this is the correct way. Oilasoif and chatasoif, you have to do malika, so that's considered zui shchitos, and it doesn't have tumor. Usually, if an animal was nishkat shaloi kedin, so it has a tumas nevelas, so there's a din of nivlasoif tohar is also is metame. But once you do the malika, so the gzeres hakasa tells you malikasa zui shchitosai, so it's matirat bachila for the kohanim when they have to eat the bizar chatasoif. And it's not metame either. That's the halacha. That the melikos is zui shchitasa. Mincha is also a kochi kochim. All the karbonas are divided into two categories. You have kochi kochim, you have kochim kalim. So the pasuk describes the karbon mincha as a kodesh kadoshim v'ishi Hashem. Regarding kochi kadoshim, so the Gemara has the psukim have. That the kochi kadoshim have to be necha lezichrei kohuna only lezichrei kohuna in the azora, because the Gemara has an expression kohanim ochlim ubaila miskaprim. Just like the avodas hakarbonis may not be done by a kohenes, only you have to have bnei aharon hakohanim lo benos aharon hakohanim. Bas kohen is also a kohenes, but she's not kosher to do hakrovas hakarbonis. So the achila of chatos and oshom and shiori menachas is also considered an avoda, so it requires dafke in the azora, it requires zichrei kohuna in the azora. The shaila is, does it have to be done by nida? Do they eat the besar hachatos and the besar ha'osham and the shiori menachas by nida, or do they sit in the azora? So there's a tension over here, there's a problem. We have a din any yeshiva by azora ela lamalchei beis David bilvad. No one is permitted to sit in the azora except for those who are Malchi Beis David, descendants from Malchi Beis David. So the Kohanim are obviously not descendants from the Malchi Beis David. So on the one hand, you have a din, you're not allowed to sit in the Azara. On the other hand, the Halacha says you're supposed to eat, the Kohanim are supposed to eat the Korbanos in such a fashion, L'moshcha. So the Gemara says, L'moshcha L'gedula K'derach Shaham Lochem Ochman. The Kohanim should eat the Korbanos in a very Bekovedika fashion. So that's not the kovadik, to stand in the store to eat a hot dog sandwich, standing. The kovadik is you sit and you eat at a table. So this is a problem that the Rishonim raised. Mishmar Melech quotes Balei HaTosis. It's not in the actual Tosis, it's in the Tosis Rishonim he quotes. So he quotes, we have it in Shittim Kubetis on Kochim, we have these Tosis in that the Mishmar Melech quotes. So there's a Machlokes of Rishonim. Some Rishonim say they have to eat Bamida because they're in Yeshiva Bazar, they have no Breira. Another Bishayim saying, no, that's ridiculous. They have to dafke sit and eat it. It has to be eaten the yeshiva. L'moshcha l'gedula k'derach sham lochem ochem, like a king would eat, and a bekovedik is to them. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asrim Deraisa in the first essay, there's 22 essays. So in the first essay, that's what Asrim Deraisa means. Osios of the Torah, the 20, in the Aleph Beis, the 22 letters. So Asrim Deraisa means, he wrote a book that has 22 essays, so he had to pick a name. So he says there are 22 letters to the alphabet. So he called it Oisiyah Satayra, Aleph Beis Gimel, 22 letters. So the, after Yud, he doesn't go Chof Lam and Nem, no, he goes Yud, Yud, Aleph, Beis Gimel, goes to Chof Beis. So the, in the first essay, in the Sefer, so he gives a solution to the problem. Pilei Plum, how come Dana Rishon thought? He was a super genius. He says there is a din. There are dinim of lishkas hamnuyas b'chol p'suchas l'kodesh. You have rooms in the Beis Hamikdash where they were never mekadesh the karka over there, but they built a room, and the only way to enter that, and the room only has one entrance way, the only way to enter it is from the azara. You You can only go from the Azor into this room. There's no other entrance way. So the Mishnayos say, if you have Lishkas, Abnoyas Bachol, or Psuchas, Lakodesh, the only way to enter the room is if you walk from the Azor into the room, so you're permitted to eat Kochi Kochim there. That's a Mishnah. One is permitted to eat Kochi Kochim there. Do you say that it has the full din of the Azorah, that any yeshiva b'Azorah? No one is allowed to sit there. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes as a Tosis in Yuma, where Tosis proves that the din doesn't apply. You are permitted to sit. So he says he solved the whole problem. Whenever the Kohanim have to eat Bisar Chatos or Bisar Ha'oshom or Shiori HaManachas, let them eat in the Lishkas Abnei Bachol of Psuchas HaKodesh. It has the status of Kedushas Azorah with respect to Achilas Kochi Kochim. And it does not have the status of Azara with respect to the din of any Yeshiva Azara. So he solved the whole problem. So he doesn't understand why the Rishonim were faced with such a dilemma. What are you going to do? Why don't they eat it over there? Right, so he's asking, why don't we recommend they should always eat it there in order that they should be able to sit? Right, it's clear that they didn't do it. It's clear that that was not the practice. That's his question. Why not? Why not? You can solve all the problems by that. Yeah. Could be. So it could be that that's why Bedavka we don't take his aid. That could be. The Gemara in Menachos learns that from a pasuk that the pasuk says in Chumash, you're not permitted to be machmetz a mincha. It says whenever you bring kol a mincha shetakriv al Hashem lo se yasa chametz. Hamachmetz a mincha is loike. It's a loy says in the Torah. You're not allowed to cause a korban mincha to become chametz. All the Menachos were matzah. Kol a Menachos abos were matzah. The lechem afanim was also a din mincha. Lechem afanim was also had to be matzah. It wasn't chametz. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that not only does this prohibition apply to the chelek hamincha which is korba agavi hamizbeach, it even applies to the shiori hamincha which the kohanim eat after they've already made. Let's say you have a mincha soldas, so it wasn't cooked yet; it's still raw flour. So after you make the kmitza and you burn the kmitza on the mizbeach, what about the chelek that the kohanim are going to eat? That's called shiori hamincha. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that too is forbidden to make into chametz. Has the same din as the chelek hamikta. So the Ra'or, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, has a running commentary on the Rashba's Sefer. The Rashba and the Ra'or both learned by the Ramban. They're both Talmidim of the Ramban. So the Rashba wrote a Sefer that's called Taras Abayis. All of the whole chelek aleph yeriday is based on the Rashba's Taras Abayis. Shchita and Meliche and Basa B'cholav and Tarubis and Treifis. Everything is based. And he has more. He has a mikveh, but that part already. That part of Shulchan Aruch is not based on the Rashba. Every chelek in Shulchan Aruch is based on a different rishon. Choshen Mishpat is based on the Sefer HaTrumas. Kemat, the whole thing is based on Sefer HaTrumas. And a lot of direct quotations from Rambam. So there were different influences on the Shulchan Aruch. So Yerideya, most of Yerideya Chelek Aleph is all based on the Rashba and the Torah's advice. So the Ra'or has a running commentary on the Rashba. He disagrees every so often. So in one comment, he writes when the Rashba is talking about salting the meat to remove the dam, so he has a comment that has nothing to do with the Rashba. He talks about salting the karbonis. So the din is in a parsha today. It says people sometimes make a mistake. You ask him, when they brought a mincha in the Beis HaMikdash, did they salt it or not? So people think, no, salting is only to remove the blood. There is no blood in the mincha. So that's a mistake. It says Beferish, that there's a special din of salting the korban mincha. Beforish and today said, you have to salt the korban mincha. In fact, in the Rambam it would appear that salting the korban mincha is more common than salting all the other korbanos. So the Ra'or has a chiddush. He says, not only do you have to salt the chelek ha-niktar, the comments that's korban the mizbeach, the kohanim will eat the shiori hamincha, the shirayim have to salt that also, because the chelek that they eat is considered like kohanim oichlam abaylam is kapram, is considered as if it were an act of hakrovas hakorban, the kohanim's eating. Let's say when the Yisraelim eat the bisar hashlamim, That's not, there is no such klal that the Israeli meat and bailam is kapim. That's not halacha. It's only by kochi kochin. Kohanim ochlim and bailam is kapim because you need dafke zichri kahuna. You need dafke in the azara. So the eating of the kochi kochin by the kohanim and by the zichri kahuna in the azara is also considered a form of hakrova, so to speak. It's considered like an avoida. So just like the komet needs malicha, so the shiorei ha mincho, which are eaten by the zichri kahuna, also need malicha. Also considered as if you're doing an avoda to it.
Don't we generally assume the zrika is what's mechaper, not the akedas hakabas after?
Right. The Gemara says the way we have the gears in the Gemara, it says that it's not miyakes. Even if let's say you have a carbon and the kohanim will not eat it, so the way it says in our Gemara, it would not be leikuvah. The carbon would be, but the eved would be kosher. But l'chatchila, the complete kapara is accomplished with Kohanim Ochlim. The Rashbo and Yivamis on Daf Peites has a Girsas HaGaonim in the Gemara. The Gaonim have the Girsas that it is Miyakev. The Gemara says if the Basar is Nevad or Nitmo, if the Bsar HaChatas is lost or becomes Tameh and the Kohanim are unable to eat it, so then the Gemara says everybody agrees to that. That the Bailam Ayotze the Korban. As long as he did the Dalar Avaydus Adam, the Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, so the Tachilas HaKohanim of the Bisar HaChatas is not Likuvah. But the Girsas HaGanim in the Gemara is like this. What if you have a Chatas and the Basar is sitting there in the Azara? It's not Nitma and it's not Nevar and the Kohanim just don't eat it. So the Rashba has the Girsas in the Gemara. That's a Bailam Anat Yotze. If it's Nitma Nevar, and there's no longer a mitzvah to eat it, so then you can't say that it's likuvah. There is no mitzvah, but there is in a case where there is a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat it, and they didn't fulfill a mitzvah, so the Goyim have the gears in the Gemara, that then it's ma'akeh b'dieved, that the Bailam have to bring the carbon all over again.
When we make halacha on Shabbos, do we have to put salt on it definitely, or can it be also with the salt that's already in the pile of, you know, somewhere with steak?
The question is, why do you have salt in the bread? So the Gemara just says the salt in the bread is out of kavod habracha that it should be tasty. You should have a tasty piece of bread. So if the bread tastes good, so the Gemara says you don't have to have any salt at all. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now Tosfos adds from the Medrash another kavona that you should always have salt on the table. Not necessarily you should put the salt on the bread. You should always have salt on the table. That salt is mechaper. The pasuk says that bris melach and it's mechaper. So that you don't really have to salt the bread at all. You have to salt the bread if it's pumpernickel or it's a stale bread that doesn't taste too good, then you have to put salt. If it's fresh, delicious bread, you don't have to. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch, that Pesach night, there's no need to salt the matzahs because the matzahs were just baked and they're fresh and they taste delicious. So there's no need. Others give a different time because if you're going to salt it, then it's going to be a violation of matzah shira. You want to have lechem money, you don't want to have matzah shira. That's an additional reason. But the original reason that the Balei HaTosfos gave is because the matzahs always taste delicious, so you don't need any salt. And then Tosfos and Brachos has a new concept that you should always be a little, you should always have a little salt on the table. But all things are necessary. The salt, that's already a minig on top of a minig on top of a minig, that people insist on salting the challah that they're going
to
eat.
It has nothing to do with the fact that salt was used on the
It does, that the Pusik says that salt is mechaper, so we want to have salt on the table to be mechaper on us. Tosfos says to be mechaper on Bittul Torah, because after you wash until you say Amoiti, nobody talks. So sometimes you have a big family, you have to wait till everybody washes so there's Bittul Torah. So Tosfos says you should have salt on the table to be mechaper on the Bittul Torah. It doesn't say you have to eat the salt. The challah tastes good without the salt.
What exactly is mechaper? Are dipping three times. I know one of the things is about Melach being three times Shem Levaya, but that Tosfos doesn't bring that, right?
No. Beautiful Minhagim? Okay. All the Minhagim are beautiful Minhagim. There is an interesting machlokes on the level of Daraisa between Tosfos and Beitza and the Tzlach. The Gemara has a din that when you bring a carbon, Chumash has a din. You zark the dam, and then if you didn't do this zrikas hadam, you're not yotze. Once you did this zrikas hadam, you're yotze. But l'chatchila, the mitzvah b'shleimus requires you should be makpid the emurim. If the emurim are nitvu, nitmu'u, or she'ovdu, so then you're yoytze the carbon without haktoras emurim. But if they're not nitmu'u, and they're not ovdu, so you should be makpid the emurim. And then, after you makpid the emurim, only then can the kohanim begin to eat the besar ha'chatos and the besar ha'osham. So Tosus writes a davar pashut that the same applies with respect to ashlamim, that the bailim are not supposed to eat the besar ashlamim until you do the haktoras emurim. So the Tzlach says there is no such gemara. He says it doesn't exist. The gemara only says it by kohanim eating kachikachim. Kohanim ochel mebailim miskapin. So there's a seder in the whole avodah. The first avodah should be the dalar avodah sadam shchita kabbalah loch and zrika. After that, I have the avodah of haktoras emurim. And third in the order comes the avodah of achilas hakohanim. Kohanim ochel mebailim miskapin comes that avodah. But as far as achilas Hayisrael on the Kochim Kalim, that's not an avoida. So why should that have to do with Haktoras Emurim? There's a mitzvah to do Haktoras Emurim. You do it when you get around to it. What is that? That's the Kohanim's job, to be Maktad Emurim. I want to eat my Shlomim. So I can't eat the Shlomim before the Zrika Saddam. Zrika Saddam is Matzah Bachila. But once the Zrika Saddam is finished, so the Tzlach denies that the Bailim have to wait till after the Haktoras Emurim in order to be able to eat the Besara Shlomim. He says, he claims that the din only appears in the Gemara when you get to the Achilas HaKohanim. Some of the psukim say with respect to Korban Oshom, there are six Ashamim. Everybody who comes on time knows when they don't come. Asham Gzeilas, Asham Ilas, Asham Shibcha Charuf, Asham Nazar, Asham Torah, Asham Tolit. So there are six different Ashamim. One of the Rabbanim writes that he was traveling in Russia and they mechabed him to give a drasha. So he, the early 1900s, so he gave a drasha on the six Hashamas. So he spoke about Hasham Gzeilos, that the Goyim always say that we are responsible for all the Genevis, the Jews are responsible. Hasham Neilos, something was stolen from the church, so they say the Jews stole it. Hasham Shivcha Charufa, someone had attacked a non-Jewish girl, so they said the Jews did it. Hasham, what's the name? Hasham. Hashem Nazir, everybody forgot what the Hashem Nazir was in the Drasha. Hashem Mitzorah, the Jews are sick and they bring all the sickness. And now Hashem Tali, the Jews are responsible for killing Yashke. Hashem Tali, you know, there are guys hanging out. So the rabbi in the shul was a Sfardi who was brought up to stay Chemet. It was the rabbi in the shul. So he never heard of Yashke, he never heard of the whole thing. So he says, he came to the Rav, he said at the end, I understood the first part. I didn't understand what was the illusion. What was the last one, the Hashem Tali? What did they say we're responsible? Hanging up whom? He never heard of that. That the Jews are responsible for killing Yashke. He never heard that one. Anyway, that's not what it means. The six Hashamas are good for Adrosh. The six Hashamas are six Karbanas that are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Chumash says an Osham has to be the Kesef Shkolim, has to have a minimum price. That's a Pasuk in Chumash. That's a Din Daraisa. The Osham has to have a minimum price. Even an Osham Tolui. An Osham Tolui means I ate some food. I ate some meat, and I'm not sure whether I ate chelev or not. After I ate, they told me it may be that we gave you chelev by mistake. So if I would know for sure that I ate chelev, so I know I violated an aver b'shogeg, which if I would have done it, amazed that I would have been chayev koreis. So if I violated aver b'shogeg, I have to bring a korban chatos. But here I'm not sure if I violated aver b'shogeg. Could be that everything that I ate was kosher. So then Halacha says you have to bring an oshem toler. So the oshem toler has to have a minimum value of Kesef Shkolim. That's a pasuk in Chumash. And if I know for sure that I ate chalev, how much does the korban chatas have to cost? A nickel. The Gemara says chatas bas danko. You can buy a chatas for a nickel, for a dime. But an Ashem Taloi has to, all Ashamas, including Ashem Taloi, has to have a minimum value of Kesef Shkolim. So in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas, Erev Yom Kippur, they talk about people doing tshuva. So they say, they quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's more difficult to do tshuva on a Sofik Aver than an Avadei Aver. Because an Avadei Aver, I know that I did something wrong. I have a guilty conscience. I know that I did, I know I'm a sinner, and I'll be able to do tshuva. On a Sofik Aver, people are usually malamet chus on themselves. It probably wasn't an Aver. So what do I have to do tshuva for? I probably didn't do anything wrong. So Rabbeinu Yonah brings out this idea that it's more difficult to do tshuva and a safek aver than to do tshuva and avadei aver. From this Gemara, that the Gemara draws the contrast that a chatos, avadei chatos, you can bring bazdanko, you can pay for the chatos with a nickel, and the oshem tavoi, which is a safek and that aver, has to be a kesef shkolim, has to have a minimum price of two shkolim. Then the Gemara has other cases where you have minimum prices by karbonis, the first Mishnah Chagiga, and Mishnayis increases. That's all midirabonim. The only thing that's minatar is this, the kesef shkolim. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Very opening pasuk in Vayikra, it says Daber al Bnei Yisrael. So the word Bnei Yisrael has the connotation of either Bnei Yisrael v'lo Benos Yisrael, that the din don't apply to women, or Bnei Yisrael v'lo Gerim. So what are we excluding over here? Who's being thrown out over here? Bnei Yisrael prat lahum. So the Tanoim understand Bnei Yisrael v'lo Benos Yisrael. What do you mean? A woman can't offer a korban? So the Pharisee, the Pesuk, women can also offer korbanos. No. It means the din that's written later, that there's a mitzvah of smicha, the bala korban does smicha, that's only on the men. The women are not mukhiv to do smicha. But samach yoda rosh ha'ola, in Pasuk Dalet, so daber al b'nei Yisrael, strange, daber al b'nei Yisrael is Pasuk base, and then you have other dinim. So the b'nei Yisrael, la b'nei Yisrael is an exclusion under the samach yoda. The women are not mukhiv to do smicha. What if the woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? As an Eina Mitzvah V'yaisa. So that's a Machlokes Hatanoim in Rosh Hashanah and a few Mesichtas. What a Noshim Samchas Rishus, a Noshim Samchas, a Noshim Asuras Lismas. What's the Machlokes? So if you wouldn't, so the Rabbi writes in his Pirush on Taras Kohanim, and his Bira writes on this Taras Kohanim, he says the Machlokes is normally a woman can volunteer to fulfill a Mitzvah Sesha Shaz Bangrama, Tova Alea Brocha. That's beautiful. Let her shake a lulav and let her sit in sukkah and so on. Shad is over here to volunteer to do smicha involved in Isser, because when you do smicha you have to lean b'chol koichai, you stay adayim b'chol koichai, and that's an Isser of avoida b'kotchim, osavah b'v'chor sherecha, or osavah b'v'chor tzenecha. You're not allowed to do avoida b'kotchim. It's not really me'ila. Me'ila b'hegdish would be if you're nene from it. You're not nene. I'm leaning on the animal because I'm tired. No, I'm not tired. It's uncomfortable to lean on the animal. So it's not really moyel behegdish. I'm not stealing it. I'm not being nene from it. I'm doing avoida bekotchim. So that's a different love. Even kotchim kalim, even a bechor which is only kotchim kalim, also has a din of giz of avoida. Kolshken kotchim kotchim have a din of giz of avoida. So here you have a problem. On the one hand, the woman wants to. So if it's a man who's obligated to do smicha. So it's a gzeres hakasi. You have to do smicha despite the fact that it's avoida b'kotchim. Question is, a woman wants to volunteer as an eni mitzvah v'yoyse. When you volunteer to do a mitzvah, does that have the ability to be doicha an isa? The isa of avoida b'kotchim or not? So the rabbi writes, that's the machloikis, and it'll be the same nafkimin, same shayla alocha l'maise. If a woman wants to volunteer to wear an arba kamfis, she has a four-cornered garment made of linen. Gesuntay, wear a four-cornered garment made of linen, no problem. So if it's a man, the man has to put in tzitzis. If he has tchelis, he has to put in tchelis. Tchelis has to be made from wool, and the garment is made from linen, so it's going to constitute kilayim. He has no choice. He's obligated, if you wear a four-cornered garment made of linen, you're obligated to put in tzitzis with the tchelis, if you have tchelis available, and you have to say, yes, tchelis is it permissible for a woman to volunteer to put on tzitzis on a four-cornered garment of pishtim, of linen, and she's going to be in violation of the Issa Shattas? But she's only volunteering the tzitzis. She's not mechuyevet tzitzis. Tzitzis are mitzvah sesha shas man grama. So the rabbi says it'll depend on this machlekes satanoim. Yeah, what's the comparison to tefillin? I'm not sure. Let's say the Gemara has the same machlokes on Rosh Hashanah, where the women are permitted to blow shofar. What's a shayla? Women are, we would recommend to the women, they should volunteer to come to shul and to eat Kiya Shofar. But Kiya Shofar on Shabbos and Yom Tov is also midirabbanan. Chachma bein ha-malach is forbidden midirabbanan. So let's say a man has to hear shofar. He's going to say he's not allowed to blow shofar. You have to get a goy to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. No, if I blow shofar, no one's yotzi. You have to have a Jewish male person blow shofar. So you say for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, you're permitted to violate the sisa derabbanan. What about a woman? Though is a woman permitted to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah to come to shul to listen to tkiyas done for the whole kiyala? That for sure is fine. The rabbit will learn. But for the woman to volunteer to blow shofar, and it's in violation of the Yisr Rabbanon of Chachma Beinu Malacha, so that also depends on this Machloikas Hatanaim. The rabbit learns the Machloikas Hatanaim, and how's he going to learn by tefillin? I don't know. But that's what the rabbit learns. In our Gemara, it says the Beferish against the rabbit. In our Gemara, it says in Chagiga that when the women came to the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to volunteer to do smicha according to that opinion, so they told them, "Akufa yidaychu, only have your hairs floating on the korban. Don't lean on the korban, because it's going to lean. B'chol koicha, it'll be a violation of avodah b'kachin." You mean you have 1,000 people in shul? You have a few hundred people in shul. So for the men, there's no issa. But for the women to listen, should be an issa. Maybe. Okay. Possibility. Okay. So by us, in our Girsa, in the Gemara Chagiga, the way it says by us, and Tosfos always quotes this Gemara Chagiga, the way we have the Girsa, it says the Farish that that's not true. That the Tana who says that Noshim Samchas Rishus, that women are permitted to do smicha on the karbanos, only meant bakufa yedaicha, to have the hands, it's an imitation smicha. It's not a bona fide smicha, they're not yet to anything with it. So what do they go through the whole imitation smicha for? To give them an achas ruach. They feel bad that they're excluded from the fulfillment of this mitzvah of smicha and korbanos. They're not allowed to, they have no choice, it's avodah b'kachin. So they feel bad, so that's a machlokes hatanan, do we permit them to do an imitation smicha? What's the shaila? What should be an isa? What's wrong with doing an imitation smicha? So Tosfos explains, we are concerned if you'll allow them to do an imitation smicha, maybe they are there. They may make a mistake and do a real smicha. They'll see the men are really leaning on the animal. We're going to tell the women, you can only put your hands on top, akufi yudach, have your hands floating on top of the animal, but don't lean on it. So maybe we should be concerned that one of the women will do a real smicha. So Tosfos learns, that's the machloikas hatanan. They make gzeira derabbanan on that. But they're not, for sure, they're not allowed to do smicha b'chol koichim. So the Ravid in the Torah's Ta'anim, obviously, Rabbi Chana Basmin asked this kasha. How can the Ravid say what he says? It's against the Gemara in Chagigah. So apparently the Ravid was from Provence, and the Miri was also from Provence. The Miri is after the days of the Ravid. But the Miri quotes a totally different Girsa than that Gemara in Chagigah. Apparently the Ravid also had it, and Gamsa in a different Gemara. They had the girsa that you do, the women do the real bona fide smicha. That you can be matar and isa deraisa.
Yeah, it seems also that the rabbi was not concerned about the part in Yerushalmi that says that the isa of Lord Tolbash is going in tzitzit, because otherwise he would say that the isa would be worried about would not be shana, so it would be.
Right.
So we say that we don't hold that we have no choshesh for.
We're not sure how to deal with this Targum. There are a lot of Targum Yerushalmis that are very problematic. Targum Yonison, Targum Yerushalmi, whoever he is probably not Yonison. The Gemara says in Megillah that Yonison ben Izeel only wrote on Nevi'im. He didn't write on Chumash and he didn't write on Ksuvim. The Targum of Ksuvim is Rabbi Yosef, the Amor, it's not from Yonison ben Izeel. So whoever this top you, Targum Yonison, Targum Yerushalmi, whoever he is a big problem. He has a lot of things that seem to follow the Tzedukim or the Karoim. So there were many Svarim composed to defend this holy Tana Yonis and Menizio. Chas v'Shalom, we shouldn't think that he was a Duki or a Karoi. But it's a problem. There's so many kashas. So we never know how seriously to take all the Targum Yerushalmi. We don't know who the author is. We're not sure. With all the Svarim that defend it. Quite a few Svarim that defend all the difficult Targum Yonison, but it's still problematic. Yer Sameach writes in his Sefer on the Rambam an interpretation of a Gemara in Chulin, and then he says, Min Hashamayim Hiskimu Al Yodi, that in heaven they nodded to him that his pshat is correct. So he doesn't write the whole story there, but one of the European Rabbonim writes over the whole story he heard from the Yer Sameach, that the Yer Sameach had a Dvar Torah. He had a Shtigol Torah, a Pshat and a Gemara. And then he had a dream that the Malachim were discussing the Jewish people that they're making Leitzonis from the Torah. He fell asleep at night and he had a dream that the Malachim are going to punish the Jewish people that they're making Leitzonis from the Torah. They say Pshetlach, that are not Emes, not always Gehal. And then the Rashbo comes to the Malach and he says, no, you can't destroy the Jewish people, because there's one little Jew there, Meir Simcha from Dvinsk, and he says, the Emes Lamitoi, I wrote in my tshuvas, the Rashba writes, I wrote in my tshuvas, you have to cross out two lines in the Gemara in Chulin, and the first parak in Chulin, and this guy said, you don't cross it out. This rabbi said the correct pshat, and I have to tell you the truth, he's right, I was wrong, I crossed out the Gemara. And he woke up, and he didn't know what in the world, what tshuvas are Rashba, what was it all about? So then he realized that there is a Gemara like this. The Gemara says, there's a din of oila v'yoyred. Oila v'yoyred means that sometimes you bring a carbon depending on how much you can afford. If you can afford it, you bring it bashiris. If you can't afford it, you bring it bedalos. And if you can't even afford that, you bring it bedali dalos. So in today's sedra, you have three averis, which warrant a chatos oila v'yoyred, that are brought bashiris, bedalos, and bedali dalos. Then you have later, by a lettuce and by metzora, you have in Tazrim Matar, you have Karbanas that are brought, the Mechusi Kapara, Karban of the Yoledis, after she becomes Tahora, and the Mitzora when he becomes Tahora. So they bring Bashiris of the Dalit. There's no Dalit Dalit there, but there are two. So the Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin requires a separate Pasuk to teach you that the Olas Ha'of, cannot be, the Malika Solosov cannot be done by Lila. Gemara requires a separate pasuk. So the Rishonim, the Rajbe is Akasha, all the Rishonim are part of Akasha. Why do you need a separate pasuk? There's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav that says, Biyom Tzavos al Akar of his Korban Eyan. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk a din, all the Korbanas have to be offered by Yom. You can never bring any Korbanas by Lila. So why do you need a new pasuk that covers all the Korban? All the Avodas have to be done, all Avodas are done. Haktaras Emurim can be done by Laila, but all that Nisach Hayayin can also be done by Laila, but all Avodas Adam have to be done dafka by Yom. So why does the Gemara all of a sudden require a new pasuk to teach me that the Malikas Olos Ha'Of has to be done by Yom? Of course it has to be done by Yom. So the Yor Sameach had it, so the Rashba crossed out the Gemara. Those are the two lines that he crossed out around Daf Chavdalet also in Chulin, and he replaced it with a different line, with a different Habamina. So the Yer Sameach worked hard and he came up with his suggestion that in the Parshas Vayikra, when you have the Chatos Ola V'Yored by Tumas Migdash V'Kadosha or by Shavuos Bitoy or by Shavuos Ha'edus, these are the three Averis that you bring a Chatos Ola V'Yored. So it says if he can afford it, then he brings a Chatos Behema. If he can't afford Chatos Behema, then he brings a Chatos Soif and an Oil Soif. And if he can't afford that, then he brings a Minchas Choyte. So the Ibn Ezra is bothered with Akasha. If he can afford it, he only brings a chatas behema, one carbon, a chatas. And if he can't afford that, then he has to bring a chatas soif. So why does he bring a chatas soif and an oil soif? Let him just bring a chatas soif. You say he can only bring oz that's boba choybe, you have to have two. So bring two chatas soif. Instead of bringing a chatas soif and an oil soif, why does he have to bring up some new oil? If he would have been able to afford it, he wouldn't bring an oiler. He would have brought a chatas behema. So if he's unable to afford that, he brings the dal. So let him bring two chatas oif. He can't bring one. Boba choyva. So bring two chatas. Where does the oiler soif come from? So the Ibn Ezra has a suggestion, an original suggestion. He says that when you bring a chatas behema, you have not only zrika sadam, you have haktori seimurim. When you bring a chatas oif, there is no haktori seimurim. There's nothing to burn. You only do this, the mitzli hadam al mizbeach, and you don't burn any emurim. The kohanim eat the shiori ha, the kohanim eat the chatas oof, but nothing is burnt on the mizbeach. So the Torah wanted to give a replacement for the chatas behema that should have, that he would, if he would have been able to afford it, he would have brought the chatas behema that would have had haktoras emurim. So the Torah says, let him bring an oilas ha'oif, where there is going to be a haktori, burn the whole oilas ha'oif, and that'll be the replacement for the haktoras emurim of the chatas behema that he should have brought if he would have been able to afford it. So the Yosef Meach says, that's what the Gemara's Havamina was, that since the whole purpose of the, now the Gemara doesn't go on every oilas ha'oif, the Gemara's talking about oilas ha'oif of a chatas ha'oil v'yoreid, where the oilas ha'oif, according to the Benez, is coming to substitute for the Haktoris Emurim of the Chatas Behema, and Haktoris Emurim can be Balaila. Haktoris Emurim is Balaila. It's not an Avodas Adam. Only Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. Or the four Avodas by a Mincha, which are parallel to the Dalar Avodas Adam, have to be done by Yom. But all other Avodas can be done by Laila. Nisachayayin is done by Laila. Haktoris Emurim is done by Laila. So that's the Gemara's Havamina. I would have thought that just like Haktoris Emurim could be done by Laila, so the Malikas Olas Ha'of in a Ola V'yore, that the whole purpose of the Olas Ha'of is to substitute, Ibn Ezra says, is to substitute for the Haktoris Emurim of the Chatas Behema. What if that whole Avodas Olas Ha'of can be done by Laila? So that's why I need a separate person. So this is the Yosef Meach has this in his Sefer, in the Hashmot, it's not where it belongs on the Ramah, it's written in the Hashmot. Then he writes one line, a cryptic line, Min HaShamayim, they showed him that it was correct. That was a dream that he said often. So remember, I once said this over in a public shiur on Parshas Vayikra. So a guy ran up to me afterwards, he said that every year Rabbi Palm used to say this on Parshas Vayikra, on Parshas HaShavua, and he never said where this story is. I go, I want to know, where is the story printed? It is printed. There's a sefer that's called Mekor Baruch on Kochim by one of the Litvishe Rabbanim from before the Second World War. So the sefer was reprinted, I think, by Rabbi Pesach Stein from the Telzin Yeshiva in Cleveland. So when he reprinted the sefer, he knew the Yosef Meach personally. So he writes his whole story in his introduction to his second edition to the sefer. So that's the famous story about the Yosef Meach's dream, that there were maskim in Hashemayim, that his pshat in the Gemara was correct. Parsha ends with the din of Hashem Gezelos, and the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama has a machlekes Satana where the karka nigzelos, a karka ein nigzelos. It depends how you read the psukim. The tikkod no b'sesum mitzad of the gezel, the darshin klala prata klala, the darshin riboy miyad veriboy. So it's an old machlekes Satana. You know, we paskin klala prata klal, so therefore we paskin a karka ein nigzelos. What's the issue with the karka and gzelos? Karka ain't an gzelos. Of course, there is an isa gzela on karka. It says la'sasa guru yachlo v'nachloscha shetincha. You're not allowed to steal karka in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, one who steals karka in Eretz Yisrael is in violation of a double avera. In addition to loisimzel, he's in violation of la'sasa guru yachlo v'nachloscha shetincha. If you steal karka in chutz lords, you're only oivan loisimzel. That's a Rambam. The Rambam quotes it. Rashi quotes it. That's a sifrei. It says it both. Sifru and the Sifre, they all say it like that. So what's the machlekes with the karka and gzelos, karka and gzelos? They all agree there's a lava of gzela. The machlekes is whether the ganif acquires a kinyan gzela. Normally, when the ganif steals metalkalim, so he's in violation of leisigzo, and he acquires a kinyan gzela. So that's the machlekes atanoim, whether karka and gzelos, is there a kinyan gzela? Why is the machlekes relevant to asham gzelos? So obviously you see that one is only obligated to bring Hashem Gzeilois if he acquired a Kinyan Gzeila on the Chefetz HaNigzal. If he didn't acquire, if you hold Karka in a Nigzelis, it's called Hashem Gzeilois because you have to have a Kinyan Gzeila on the thing. If you don't have a Kinyan Gzeila, then there's no din of Hashem Gzeilois. So that's why the Gemara has a Chiddush in Masech HaShavuos. The Gemara says, it says in Pasuk, V'kichesh b'amisa b'pikodin o b'sesum asyad o b'gezel, now, Poshib Shat Oshak Es Hamisa means I owe you money and I never paid you. And then you confront me, ask me, where's the money? And I deny it. I say, I swear falsely, I don't owe you the money. So there is no Gzela on any BN there. I didn't gazel a BN. That's Gzela. I didn't pay you the $1,000 that I owe you. So how can the Gemara say in the end of Bava Kama that the only time you have parsha of Hashem Gzeilus is if you have kinyon gzeila on the chepetz that you stole, oshek esamiso means eshek. Eshek means I owe you money and I didn't pay. So where is there a kinyon gzeila on the eshek? So the Gemara says in Shavuos, the Gemara doesn't give you the whole background. The Gemara just says in Shavuos, the only time you chayev Hashem Gzeilus on eshek is if there was yichud kli. Means if he gave him a mashkin, I owe you money, and you say, pay me the money. Yes, me last year, pay me the money. I said, I don't have any money. So you say, well, give me a mashkin. So I gave you a mashkin, I gave you a watch, and then a month goes by and I say, hey, I need the watch, maybe do me a favor, lend me the watch. Tak, it's a mashkin, do me a favor, lend me the watch. So you lend me the watch, and the meduber is that after the wedding, I have to wear the fancy watch to my son's wedding. I need a golden watch. So then after the wedding, I'm going to give you back the watch. After the wedding, I don't give you back the watch, and I don't pay you the money. And then you say, give me the $1,000, and I swear falsely that I never did it. So there, I'm stealing at the end, because Balchov Kona Mashkin. When I gave you the Mashkin, you have Kinyonim in it, Balchov Kona Mashkin. So there's a Gzeilan at the end. So how did the Gemara come up with such an einfall? Where does it say in the Pasuk and Chumash that you need Yichud Kli? Where do they say? Where do they get such a thing? And the Gemara assumes so that a pasha like that you need yichud kli. So the answer is because the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama assumes that if you hold karka in an exelus, so there's no asham exelus on karka. If you hold karka in exelus, there is asham exelus on karka. The whole marker is this parsha of asham exelus. So you see that the assumption is that the only time you chayv asham exelus is if there's exel on a bien. So that's what the Gemara assumes on Masech Hashua, that you got to have yichud kli. The problem with the Rambam doesn't quote yichud kli. So. The many Shvei Rambams. Okay. This Shabbos is Parsha Zohar. Everyone is invited to come. Happens to be also my son is having an eifrof this Shabbos. So they're going to be a big crowd. Okay.